Hello, my imaginary friends, it's SM2N here, and I've got JN2N with me. JN2N, listen to this. It's a story about the Sun has got around to telling its readers what Brexit will mean.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they are not happy.
Oh. Well, what did they
say? You might remember the Sun's headline mere days before the EU referendum, "Believe in Britain." Rupert Murdoch's paper wholeheartedly endorsed Brexit, and the paper, which has only backed winning campaigns for decades, urged its readers to vote Leave. However, post-referendum is a completely different story. A somber article about the impact on personal finances appeared on the Sun's website after the results came out, and there may have been some backpedalling involved. The article claimed the following consequences of the UK leaving the EU. Number one, inflation is likely to rise. Number two, the cost of an average family holiday will rise. Three, accommodation abroad will cost more. Four, beer prices will go up. Five, EU caps on international calls will no longer apply, so it will cost much more to make calls in Europe. Uh-huh. Six, unemployment will rise and wages will fall by up to 4%. Mm-hmm. Seven, mortgage prices will rise. Mm-hmm. Eight, rates of taxation will increase. Nine, benefit payments may be slashed. Mm-hmm. Sun readers, seemingly in a dream up to this point, had the equivalent of a jug of ice-cold water thrown at them, and they're not just awake, they're angry. Comments. Pauline Staniland. All info it would have been good to know before the vote. Thanks, Sun. Max Stone. Not just the millionaires panic-stricken. I work for Nissan and I'm petrified they're going to shift the plant and lay us all off. We need the government to guarantee they'll support those of us who lose our job if businesses move because of Brexit.
Did he write Lee?
Chris Webb. Conned by the Brexit Club of offshore billionaire oligarchs via their newspapers. Gordon Rankin. To be fair, the Remain campaign warned us of all this stuff, but everyone kept calling it scaremongering and Project Fear. It wasn't. It was simple economics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you find this?
On my phone.
Oh, wow. My phone's amazing.
Yeah. It's got this book face thing on it.
Oh, right. I see. Very good.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me. It's interesting.
Toodaloo.
Bye.